This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He have lived here from the day one of this masjid. We know him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have tested him and his entire family. All of his children requires kidney transplant. And this is something that it's not in anybody's control. I mean, if it was money, it was something that, alhamdulillah, there will be many people that will step forward to do this, but they require O positive. Their blood group is O positive. If anyone you have the O positive and you're willing to take this opportunity, please reach out to me or any of the board member or our imam. Then I'm going to connect you, inshallah, with the family. It's O positive. Anybody listening online? This is East Plano Islamic Center, Masjid here in Plano, Texas. We are looking for a donor, a kidney donor with the O positive. There's a family, their young son and daughters, they're very young, they're all requires the kidney transplant. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's a lot of requests for du'as, so I'm just going to make one general du'a. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all those who are sick in our community, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Adhib al-ba'sa rabban nas, washfi anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa'uk, shifa an la yughadiru saqama, nasalullah al-azim, rabbal ashr azim an yashfiyahum. Also, everyone who has passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them. There is one sister who has just texted me right now. Her name is Sara Sayyid. She's requesting dua for her father who just passed away. His name is Sayyid Ahmed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon him. And all those who have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them, enlighten their grave, and give the family sabr jameel. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. حي على
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, as a Muslim community, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to thrive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to thrive externally and internally. And in order for us to thrive internally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a set of standards, a set of laws, a set of practices that are highlighted throughout the entire Quran. That these are the things that you must observe in your community in order to keep the hearts united. And these are the things you must stay away from because these are the things that are the sources of destructions in your community. It does not matter how big of a community we have, but if the hearts are united, then we will be able to move forward. We will work in unison. We will work as a collective unit, and we can do much for our community. But if there's a lot of people in the community, but there is no heart, the hearts are divided, then no matter how big of a community we have, our impact will be very, very less. Amongst the many things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, things that we should do and things we should not do, today in this khutbah I want to highlight only one particular thing inshallah and really expand on this one issue that we have today in our Muslim community, and that is the topic and the subject is judging each other, passing a verdict regarding each other. First of all, is that when we talk about the concept of judgment, why is a judge called a judge? Because first of all, the judge has a certain level of authority. And I want you to keep this word in mind, authority, because I'm going to come back to this. But the judge has a certain level of authority. And what they do is that they listen to both sides of the story. They reflect on the situation and then they pass a verdict. If there's only one who has the true authority to be judgmental, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that authority to be a judge. And that is why we all know, and I've said this before in my khutbahs, that on the day of judgment, Allah will not just only be the judge, but He is judge, He is jury, and He is executioner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything in this dunya and in the akhirah. So when we talk about interacting with each other, and often we are always judging each other, first of all, we have to understand that this is a right. Listen to me very carefully when I say this. Judging each other is a right that belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we're human beings. Yes, we might judge each other here and there, but that is when we need to understand our position, and we need to realize that what we have done or what we have probably thought about others may not be the right thing. So today, quickly, inshallah, I want to talk about four things that can lead us to being judgmental towards others. First of all is that a person who is judgmental towards someone else is because usually of their ego. Ego is called takabbur. Takabbur is a component of two things. Number one is batarul haqq wa ghamtu an-nas, as the Prophet ﷺ says. One is to belittle someone else, to think that they are inferior to you. Why? Because you look at them, they may not have a beard. You look at them, they may be wearing different clothes. You look at them, they might be living a certain lifestyle, and right away you pass a judgment regarding them. Why? Because you think, we might think, that we're more righteous than them. We might think that if I was in their position, I would not be doing what they're doing today. And so that is why we think that often we are better than them. And often, these kind of people who have an ego in their hearts are filled with takabbur. Often, they don't even look at their own flaws, but they are focused on the flaws of others. Or, what they may do is, something that someone may have done a long time ago, they would usually recall that situation and they will hold them to that standard. Let me give you an example. When Musa alayhi salam was in Misr, he was a young man. He went outside. He saw two people fighting. Unintentionally, he tried to simply push that person. He tried to shove the other person. What happened is that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recalls in the Quran, فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Musa alayhi salam either pushed him, shoved him, something happened, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that this person would die because of that one hard push. And Fir'aun sent all of his army, all of his police officers, his secret intelligence and so forth, to go and capture Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam is approached by a young man who tells him that you need to leave these people and go to a different land. That is when he went to Madian. There's a story that takes place in Madian, which I'm not going to get into right now. But on his way back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives Musa alayhi salam nubuwa. He makes him a prophet. And then He sends him to Bani Israel. And He sends him to Fir'aun. And Musa alayhi salam knows very well, he's very scared of going and approaching Fir'aun. But when Musa alayhi salam actually went to Fir'aun, think about the judgmental nature of Fir'aun. Look at how sarcastic he is in judging Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam accidentally took the life of one person. But on the other hand, this tyrant had killed so many babies, so many children, and yet he had the audacity to sit there and question Musa alayhi salam. And look at the words he used that is highlighted in the Quran. وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. A very sarcastic remark made by Fir'aun. And look at the way he's trying to call out Musa alayhi salam. This is a sign of judging someone else. A person who overlooks their flaws and is focused on the flaws of others, or like in the case of Musa alayhi salam, something that happened so many years ago, now Fir'aun is bringing that back up and he's trying to judge him. Musa, when that happened, when this incident happened, of فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, that Musa and now this Musa are two different people. But you see, the nature of a judgmental person is that you want to recall the past, not understanding that this person may have changed by now, but you want to talk about the past and hold them to that standard. This is something that often happens in our community. How often I have heard that, oh yeah, this person, he did something a long time ago. Who knows? Yes, today the society knows about that one person. They may know about the sin of that one person, but that person who is being judgmental should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they have skeletons hanging in their closet too. They have done things too that they are so ashamed of, that if the community found about them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden that sin of theirs. So instead of being judgmental towards others, rather we should make dua for them. Rather we should make dua to make everything easy for them. And we should not judge them or their character for what they have done. And this is a sign of ego and a sign of takabbur. The second thing that often happens is, when it comes to being judgmental towards others, is that we often are in a state of comparison. We always are trying to compare ourselves with others. And the reality is, brothers and sisters, whenever you go into comparison mode, every other person is wrong and you are always right. This is what happens when we begin to compare with each other. When Iblis rejected the order of Allah, and Allah asked him, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ. Why did you not fulfill my order? He says, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. I am better than him. See, Iblis here, Shaytan here, is comparing, not reflecting on the order of Allah, but he's trying to compare himself to Adam alayhi salam, and he says, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقَتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقَتَهُ مِنْ نِيرٍ. Brothers and sisters, the reality is that when we begin to compare ourselves to others, Shaytan will always make us blind to our own flaws. We will forget about ourselves, as Allah says in the Quran, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. You are so obsessed about giving advice to others, passing a judgment towards others, but you have forgotten about yourself. And you read the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, this is the nature of Bani Israel, and this is the nature of every single mutakabbir. So this is why, when it comes to comparison, there's nothing wrong in comparing ourselves to others, but we compare ourselves to others. When it comes to dunya, we look at the people who are inferior to us. When it comes to our deen, we look at the people who are superior to us, and we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. The third thing, when it comes to being judgmental, is that we always are looking for perfection. Think about this for a moment. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often for His mercy, but we are very quick in passing judgments regarding others. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His leniency, but we are very quick in being harsh towards others. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands our very best, we demand perfection from others. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us time to transform ourselves, to get better, we as a people, we don't give people a second chance. You see what the problem is, how we are, and what we demand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we ask from Allah. If we are asking Allah for mercy, I need to show mercy towards others. If I am asking Allah for leniency, I need to show leniency towards others. If Allah is demanding our best, we should be demanding from others their level best. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a chance to reform ourselves, then we need to give other people a second chance. This is what makes a person humble. Today, it is the complete opposite. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that just like we as Muslims, we are diverse in the way we are, our language, as Allah says in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Allah has created us different ethnicities, different backgrounds, different cultures, different foods that we like, different cuisines and so forth. likewise, just like we are spiritually, just like we are different in terms of our culture, likewise, spiritually, we are different from each other. We all are on a different journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us are going fast when it comes to their spirituality. Some are going very slow. Some are going at a moderate pace, but we cannot demand perfection from everyone. Because at the same time, when we are demanding perfection, then we are going to eventually become judgmental towards others. Judging others does not help anyone. Instead of bringing us closer, it will divide us as a community. Judging a person makes a person selfish. It is for our own personal satisfaction and a way that we feel good about ourselves while completely blind to our own flaws. So this is number three, is that often we are judgmental because we are demanding perfection from others. And number four, why are we judgmental towards others? Is because we are too quick in jumping to conclusions. I want to share with you a story I read in a book. This is not something that happened to me, but I read in a book. There was an author, he was writing about his own personal experience. He says that one day I was sitting in a train, and all of a sudden, everyone is quiet. As you all know, when you talk about trains, everyone minds their own business. Everyone is in their own thing. Even if you see something very strange and very ajeeb, you have this nature that you just simply ignore it and you mind your own business. A person came inside the train and he brought a few children with him. And these children were creating a very chaotic situation, running around, causing a lot of noises. And the father, he was just sitting down there with his head on his head, his hand on his head, and he was in a deep state of thought. So now imagine if you saw the same situation, you would immediately jump to the conclusion that this father is a terrible father. This father has not taught his children about public mannerisms, public etiquettes and so forth. This is what we would think about that person. So few people left that train. They were very disgusted. Of course, they were judgmental towards that person. So this person who was sitting next to that father, he told him that, "Sir, I think you need to really calm your children down. Your children are creating, like, you know, a chaotic situation over here." And this man says, he replied, "You're right. You are absolutely right. My children aren't making noise." But he says that you have to understand what I'm going through right now. He goes, "Just right now, before I came onto this train, I found out that my wife, the mother to my children, has just died. And I have no idea how to handle that situation. I don't know what's the future ahead for me. And my children, they were crying, but they don't know how to deal and handle their negative emotions. So this is why they are doing what they are doing." And this author, he was an author, he writes that as soon as this man told me what he is going through personally, immediately I change my paradigm. I change my way of thinking regarding this person. At one moment, I was very critical of him, but now I'm very sympathetic towards him. Brothers and sisters, we often see so much going on in our community, and we're very quick in passing judgments, not realizing, and we don't know what is the situation of that person. We have no idea what's going on in the life of that person. What is their circumstances? What's going on in their personal life? What's going on in their financial life, their social life, their family life? But we are very quick in passing judgments. Brothers and sisters, this is where we learn. When it came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never would he look at a situation and he would make a judgment regarding someone, but he would always go to them, talk to them, ask them, communicate with them. He would learn the situation and then he would provide his own input. Brothers and sisters, this often happens in our community and we need to stop this. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us from amongst those whose hearts are clean. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those that we are not judgmental towards others, but rather may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our community a one that is a judge-free zone, one that is based on compassion and harmony. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continuously keep our hearts united as a community. Ameen rabbil alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'na wa iyyakum bi dhikr al-hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. There's another issue that I really want to highlight and talk about, which has become a very major problem in our community. So recently, I was scrolling on social media, and I came across, you know, as you all know, the Olympics have come and they are gone. But all of us know the opening to the Olympics. It was disrespectful on so many different levels. And not only that, but it was a clear promotion of the woke culture. So one Muslim brother went on social media and simply said that these are things that are outright wrong. Is that brother right? Absolutely, he's right. And he wrote that this is a promotion of the woke culture and the LGBT culture and so forth. And is he right in his assessment? He's absolutely right in his assessment. And then you have a Muslim woman who then said, brother, you should not judge anyone. Allah has created everyone differently. We need to understand, we got a major problem today in our community. If someone is doing something that is wrong, or you see something that is wrong, the Prophet ﷺ says, you stop it. Either you stop it physically, you stop it verbally, and if you cannot even do those things, then at least make sure you know that in your heart it is absolutely wrong. Your heart cannot accept that it is right. When a Muslim stands up and says, this is wrong, and the very first reaction is, don't judge me. Let me make this very clear. That person who is saying, don't judge me, they don't care about being judged. What that is, it's a defense mechanism. Basically, that person is saying, I don't want you to tell me what wrong and right I'm doing. You need to leave me alone what I'm doing, and you need to mind your own business. Yes, the person who's making the remark should not feel in their heart that they are superior than them, or they are going to go to Jahannam, for example, and so forth. They should not pass that kind of judgment. But if a Muslim comes forward and they are fulfilling their responsibility as a Muslim of promoting good and preventing evil, then that person should not be given the response, don't be judgmental. This often happens. You see someone doing something that is wrong, you call out the wrong. All you're doing is you're calling out the wrong. And the reaction is, brother, sister, don't be judgmental. Let me make this very clear. The person who's saying that don't be judgmental, they are the ones who are committing the major wrong. Because when you say, imagine I'm the one who's doing something that is wrong. Someone comes to me and tells me, yeah, Imam, you're doing something that is wrong. And I say, don't be judgmental. I don't know what's in their heart. Only Allah knows what's in their heart. But me, clearly, shaitan has made me feel that I've pushed a person away and I have the authority and the liberty to keep on doing the wrong that I'm doing. But not realizing that if there's anyone who's a clear mutakabbir, if there's anyone clearly who has takabbur in their heart, it becomes me. Why? Because that person was telling me something that was right and I was suppressing the truth, which is a characteristic of takabbur. We need to stop this. This happens so often that when you look at something that is wrong and someone says, don't be judgmental. You see someone is doing something that is wrong, right away someone will write on social media, you should not be judgmental. No one is being judgmental here. But we need to have the liberty to fulfill our Muslim obligation, which is promoting good and preventing evil. And this is, by the way, it goes everywhere all the time on social media. And I'm sorry for my language, this is the most stupidest thing that I've ever heard. It goes everywhere all the time. And guess what? If you keep on using this sentence, don't judge. You see someone that is criticizing someone else, and rightfully they're criticizing, and they're saying, don't judge, that person is part of the problem too. So this is why we need to stop this. Otherwise, guess what? No one will be allowed to tell anyone what is right and what is wrong. Khalas, we stay quiet and we don't fulfill our Muslim obligation because this one sentence that brother and sister, don't judge me. You have no right to judge anyone else. This is a problem, a major problem today in our community, and it needs to stop. If someone is going to come to you, if you're doing something that is wrong, wallahi, it happened to me here in the masjid. I was doing one thing wrong one time, and a brother came to me. I'm not going to be judgmental about it. I'm not going to become defensive about it. I was one time talking to a brother when I tell people, go outside. One time I was talking to a person very quietly, and a person came to me and said, can you please step outside? Wallahi, that person was right. I'm not going to defend myself if I'm doing something that is right. Just because I'm the imam, it doesn't mean that I don't have fallacies. We all are humans. We all have weaknesses. But if someone's going to come and tell me, I'm not going to tell that person, don't be judgmental. I need to listen to what they're trying to say. And if they are right, they are right. And if they're wrong, you simply handle the situation accordingly. But we need to stop this. And if we see this, we need to reprimand this immediately. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that first of all, He does not make us from amongst those who are judgmental. But at the same time, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make our hearts like the hearts of the mutakabbirin and those who have takabbur. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ansur Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur Islam wal Muslimin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurna ala man khalafana. Wahfad biladana wa aslih awladana. Washfi marzana wa afi mubtalana. Warham mawtana. Wakhud biaydina ila kulli khair. Wa asimna min kulli shar. Wahfadna min kulli dhair. Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi bayna wa bayna ma'asiyatik. Wa min ta'atika ma tubaliguna bihi jannatak. Wa min yaqini ma تهون بي علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب ومن دعاء لا يستجاب آمين رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة. Straight lines, fill in the gaps. Brothers in the back, please come inside. In the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are straight. Sisters, please make sure the rows are straight. If there's any sisters inside the multipurpose hall, please come inside the main hall.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله صوت مصدر الخلل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.